Welcome back to another episode of the Behavioral Economics and Marketing Podcast Series. This is Sandra Thomas-Commonall. In this episode, we will discuss how to mitigate customers' choice overload to increase conversion rate. So what is choice overload? Choice overload is a cognitive impairment that occurs as a result of having too many choices available. When a consumer has too many choices to choose from, they have a difficult time making a decision and often choose not to make a decision. This phenomenon is especially prevalent when the consumer has to consider multiple options that only differ slightly. Having too many similarly attractive choices is mentally draining and causes decision fatigue. For example, consider the simple act of heading to your nearest cafe for a cup of coffee. Any typical shop will have several varieties of coffee to choose from, running the gamut of Brazil to Ghana, blonde to dark. Or what if you want something a little fancier, espresso, macchiato, cappuccino, mocha, latte, Americano, or with a little dab of something special, like an Irish coffee? But the choices don't end there. Do you want iced or hot, small, large, or grande? Do you want to add a flavor, or do you want to kick it up a notch with a shot of espresso? What about the type of milk, whip or no whip? The sheer volume of choices that a single cup of coffee requires is nothing short of amazing. That is why so many people order the specialty flavor or just a regular cup of Joe. But why does this matter to marketing professionals? In the year 2000, psychologists from Columbia and Stanford University published a study about jams. They set up an experiment at a local grocery store. One day, customers to the store would find a display table with 6 different types of jam, while on another day, customers were given 24 types. The results were drastic. When given 6 types of jam to choose from, 30% of the customers bought jam, while only 3% bought jam on the 24 jam type day. The reason is that customers couldn't choose between all of the choices. They experienced decision fatigue and ultimately chose to not buy any jam. Further, decision fatigue can lead to making the wrong choice, causing customers to experience unhappiness or buyer's remorse. Unhappy customers don't repeat buy, don't recommend your product, and could leave bad reviews. Therefore, mitigating customers' choice overload is a key to increasing sales, not only in the short term, but in the long run as well. Here are a few practical ways that marketing professionals can mitigate customer choice overload. Number 1. Timing. Science shows that we are at our prime decision-making power in the morning, before the stresses of the day really bog us down. So, if possible, make sales calls in the morning, especially when trying to close those sales. Number 2. Framing. Framing is one of the most important ways that marketing professionals can sway buyers. Framing refers to the fact that people will tend to make different decisions depending on how the question is framed. To avoid customers' decision fatigue, narrow the choices as much as possible. Consider offering customers 3 or 5 initial options. If this is not possible, try to categorize the options. In the coffee example, a marketing professional would stylize the menu board to categorize the multitude of choices into 2 main categories, drip coffee and specialty drinks, ideally with only 3 or 5 choices in each category. Number 3. Presentation. Presentation is much like framing, but it is all about the looks and user experience. Marketing professionals can help to mitigate the effects of choice overload by having a simple and uncrowded appearance to the choice offering. On an e-commerce site, allow customers to filter and sort by a multitude of categories such as type, color, brand, etc. Then display your results 3 to 5 per line. In print collateral, such as brochures, catalogs, flyers, mailers, even on quotes and menu boards, make sure to leave white space. White space helps the user to feel less overwhelmed by the volume of information. What if you are running a storefront? Is your store crowded? Is it categorized? Are those categories logical to your customers? A great example of this is Charming Charlie's, where all the jewelry and accessories are organized throughout the store by color. It is easy for customers to limit their choices to the rack or table that has the color jewelry that they are looking for. This type of categorization automatically rules out most of the store. Therefore, customers can easily make their decisions. Number 4. Simplify with binary choices. Binary choices such as yes/no are often the easiest choices to make. Consider offering customers a tiered choice set. Give customers 3 to 5 products to choose from initially, then offer upgrades and add-ons once they have made their initial decision. This simplifies the choice system to a set of binary choices. Number 5. Decision time. In the coffee shop example, many customers go in hoping to try something new, but end up purchasing the same thing time after time. We have all done this, and it isn't necessarily because we are afraid of trying something new. It is often because we experience decision fatigue as a result of not only choice overload, but insufficient time to weigh our options and make the choice. Sometimes the insufficient time factor is merely perception, such as a line forming behind you or an impatient cashier. Allow your customers ample time to make a decision, considering the cost of your product or service and the amount of the decisions the customers have to choose from. In the coffee shop example, it would be helpful to customers to have a large menu board that is clearly categorized and legible from multiple vantage points as they wait in line, or consider handing your customers a menu as they walk in the door. This way, customers can weed through their options while they wait, and it minimizes the panic buys at the register. Alternatively, allow customers to pre-order from the comfort of their home or your mobile app. Number 6. Default options. When customers experience choice overload and decision fatigue, they often choose the default option. Set a default option that is typical, the one that is most often purchased. Don't use your most expensive product as the default because it may turn away would-be customers when they see the high price point. Likewise, don't choose the lowest priced product either. This may make the customer weigh all of the upgrades and add-ons into the price, which will lead to decision fatigue. When I was working with an Irish travel company, we often created self-drive packages that included a manual car as the default option. But driving on the other side of the car and on the other side of the road while driving a manual car isn't everyone's idea of a vacation. So customers would often upgrade to the automatic car. To mitigate customers' decision fatigue, I started including the automatic car as the default option in these packages. This small change had significant impact on the conversion rate of leads into sales. Not sure what to set as the default option? Conduct market research, analyze past sales and market data, conduct a survey, or even enlist a focus group. This type of research can help marketing professionals to understand the customer better. Wrapping it up. Understanding how we as humans make decisions is an important part of marketing. Behavioral economics is the study of decision making and can give keen insight into buyer behavior and help to shape your marketing mix. Choice overload occurs when consumers have too many options to choose from. When this happens, they get overwhelmed and experience decision fatigue. Decision fatigue can lead to a lower conversion rate and unhappy customers. Marketing professionals can mitigate the effects of choice overload by optimizing the user experience with timing, presentation, framing, decision time, augmentation, simplification through binary choices, and offering default options. Thank you for listening to another episode of Behavioral Economics and Marketing. This is Sandra Thomas-Kamenaugh.